Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Monday edition of our program. I am delighted that you are with me. I'm delighted just because I'm thrilled that you're opening your life to an opportunity for the Word of God to be planted in your soul. But also, we're starting a great, big, wonderful two-week series here by Derek Prince called Pages from My Life's Book. And I can tell you that this really thrills me. I had the privilege of writing Derek Prince's biography. And I want to tell you, if you knew me personally, you would know that the last thing I wanted to do was to write another boring preacher book. I don't mean to be insulting. I don't mean to be harsh, but we've all read books about spiritual figures that are really sort of puff pieces. And when I was approached by Derek Prince Ministries years ago about writing the bio, I insultingly said, I'm sorry that I said it this way, that I didn't want to do just another preacher puff piece. But I got to tell you that as I dove into the story of Derek Prince and traveled the world to get the story down, I was deeply moved by the circumstances of his life, by his ministry, by the exciting episodes, and hopefully we captured that in the biography. And now you're going to have a chance over the next 2 weeks to hear these stories, to hear Derek talk about his life, his progression to Jesus, the things that God taught him, the really stunning and amazing circumstances in which God revealed great truths to him, which now he has blessed us with in this generation. So let's get our Bibles, let's get something to take notes with, and let's listen as Derek launches us into Pages from My Life's Book.
The title that I've chosen for my talks this week is Pages from My Life's Book. I'll be sharing with you in an intimate way personal experiences in my walk with God that have built my faith and shaped my life's destiny. The main aspect of my life that I want to share with you this week will be my personal search for truth as a young man. However, my talk today will be introductory. Before I relate any personal experiences of my own, I want to establish one basic principle of Scripture. God expects us, as Christians, to share our personal testimony with those around us. The first scripture that we look at together today will be Acts chapter 1, verse 8. These are the final words that Jesus spoke to his disciples before he was taken up again to heaven. He spoke them as he was standing with them on the Mount of Olives. I always feel there's a special significance in the last words that a man speaks to those who've been very close to him, knowing that he's not going to meet them again the same way, that these are his final words. And so I've always attached great importance to these final words of Jesus here in Acts 1, verse 8. He says this, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." It's significant, I believe, that the last words that fell from the lips of Jesus on earth were those words, "the remotest part of the earth." I believe Jesus had in mind that this testimony of him and his gospel had to be carried to every nation, every people, every tribe, every tongue, all races everywhere that live on the face of the earth. That was where his mind was as he left his disciples. And he gave a very simple process by which this task could be carried out. There are just two stages to it. First of all, every believer needs to be empowered personally by the Holy Spirit. This is very practical. The message that we have to carry as Christians is a supernatural message. It centers in supernatural events, the death and resurrection of Jesus. And it needs a supernatural power to make it real and vivid to those to whom we speak. The supernatural power that God has ordained and made available is the power of the Holy Spirit. So the first step in the program of Jesus is for each believer to be individually empowered by the Holy Spirit. Then the second step is that each believer tells others what God has done for him. And this process is just carried on that way. Each believer who hears and believes, in turn is empowered by the Holy Spirit, in turn tells others, and those others in turn, as they believe, are empowered by the Holy Spirit and go on to tell others. And in this way, if we are faithful, this testimony of Jesus, this message of the gospel, can indeed be carried to the remotest part of the earth. We need to make a very important distinction between witnessing and preaching. Preaching is proclaiming the truth of Scripture, and I believe it is, in a certain sense, a ministry that God gives particularly to some of His servants. But witnessing is different. Witnessing is talking in a personal way about our own experience. It's telling others what God has done in our lives. And though not all Christians probably are called to preach, I believe all true Christians should be witnesses. And then notice that Jesus does not say, "You will witness." He says, "You will be witnesses." In other words, it's not just the words that we speak, but it's the life that we live that has to testify to Jesus and what He's done in our lives. In fact, sometimes if people don't live the life, it's better for them not to talk too much about it. Jesus' program is that each one of us should be a witness wherever we are, in the home, in the workplace, in the school or the university, wherever it may be. Jesus wants us to be His witnesses, both to talk and to live in such a way that we reflect what Jesus has done in our lives. It's a remarkable fact that the Christian faith conquered the Roman Empire within 3 centuries. The Roman Empire was undoubtedly one of the most powerful, proud, and long-lived empires in human history. It was regarded in its day as the very epitome of power and authority. And yet, in less than 3 centuries from the time that Jesus spoke those words on the Mount of Olives to that little group of men, the Roman emperor himself had bowed the knee at the name of Jesus, the name of a Jewish carpenter's son who had been crucified on a Roman cross by a Roman governor. It was almost inconceivable that such a thing could happen. And yet, Christianity had conquered the Roman Empire. How? Not by revolution, not by war, not by staging marches or making protests, but by spiritual weapons.
I'm so thrilled that Derek began telling the story of his life by encouraging all of us to know the power of personal testimony, to know the power that we have to share the great things that God has done in our lives. So much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Across more than 50 years of ministry, Derek Prince experienced many extraordinary encounters with the presence and person of God. For those who have wished they could have spent some one-to-one time with the man and heard him share details of these encounters, we are pleased to make available The Next Best Thing, delivered in a heart-to-heart style. Derek's message, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, brings you his personal account of his encounters with Almighty God. In this special audio CD, you'll hear how Derek discovered the reality of God and experienced the tremendous power of his Holy Spirit. You'll enjoy wonderful stories of God's supernatural power working in his life and the lives of those around him. You'll be encouraged by the faithfulness of God and drawn to press more deeply into his presence, which is why we want you to have a copy of your own absolutely free. To get your copy of this exceptional audio CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free and postage paid, simply request it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thrilled that you're here as we're starting today a wonderful series on pages from my life's book, Derek Prince telling his story. But today, he's challenging us about the power of personal testimony, about the power of our stories in God to impact lives. Let's listen.
It's a remarkable fact that the Christian faith conquered the Roman Empire within 3 centuries. The Roman Empire was undoubtedly one of the most powerful, proud, and long-lived empires in human history. It was regarded in its day as the very epitome of power and authority. And yet, In less than 3 centuries from the time that Jesus spoke those words on the Mount of Olives to that little group of men, the Roman emperor himself had bowed the knee at the name of Jesus, the name of a Jewish carpenter's son who had been crucified on a Roman cross by a Roman governor. It was almost inconceivable that such a thing could happen, and yet Christianity had conquered the Roman Empire. How? Not by revolution, not by war, not by staging marches or making protests, but by spiritual weapons. And I think perhaps the most universal and the most effective of all those spiritual weapons was the testimony of the early Christians. You see, they came from so many different backgrounds, different races, different religions, different social levels, but they just had one thing in common. They had met Jesus, and he had changed their lives. And the whole ancient world just could not stand up against the impact of this testimony. In Ephesians 3 and verse 10, we read this about God's purpose for the church. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. It's through the church that God is going to demonstrate his wisdom to the universe, and it's a manifold wisdom, a many-sided wisdom. The wisdom of God is like a diamond cut with many facets, and each believer is just one facet. He has some unique aspect of God's wisdom to reveal to the world, and he reveals it by his testimony. In connection with the importance of personal testimony, I want to point out to you the primary responsibility of apostles, the primary reason for which apostles were chosen and appointed by God. After the disloyalty of Judas, after his suicide, it became necessary for another man to be appointed in his place as an apostle. And Peter spoke to the believers gathered, and he told them why it was necessary and what kind of man should be chosen to be the apostle to take the place of Judas. This is what Peter said in Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Therefore it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. Two key words there, witness and resurrection. The primary function of an apostle was not to be a preacher or a teacher. That was secondary. The primary function of an apostle was to be a witness of what he had seen and heard of Jesus himself. And for those original apostles, they had to be witnesses of the life and ministry of Jesus from the time of John's baptism to the time of Jesus' death and resurrection. But there was one particular thing which particularly they had to give testimony to, the most important thing of all, his resurrection. So they had to be witnesses with the other apostles of Jesus' resurrection. You see, the resurrection is the central fact of the Christian faith. It's the good news that the whole world needs to hear. I'm reminded of the words of a hymn that I particularly love, which ends with these words, "May the book of life never close till the whole world knows he arose, he arose." That's my prayer, that the book of life may not close till every human being on the face of the earth has heard this one vital fact of human history, this life-changing fact, this fact that can bring hope and peace where there's despair and loneliness and utter hopelessness, the fact that death has been conquered, that Jesus arose. Let's look at the way Ananias spoke to the Apostle Paul, the Apostle-to-be, when he was still Saul of Tarsus in the city of Damascus, and God sent him to pray for Saul of Tarsus that he might receive his sight. This is Paul's own testimony given in Acts chapter 22, verses 14 and 15, of what Ananias said to him. Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard." Again, notice the primary calling in the life of Paul. It was not to be a preacher. Primarily, it was to be a witness to all men of what he had seen and heard. That's what a witness is. He speaks firsthand of what he's seen and heard. And then we read Paul's words a little later on in the book of Acts as he gave a defense of himself before King Agrippa in Acts 26, 22 and 23. "But I've had God's help to this very day, and so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that Christ would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles. You see, Paul was testifying to everybody, small and great, no one too high or too low. His testimony was directed toward two sources. First of all, Moses and the prophets, that's the scriptures. Secondly, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our testimony should do the same. As I close this message today, let me remind you of the most important fact of human history and personal experience: Jesus is alive.
As you're hearing this teaching from Derek Prince, I want to challenge you. What is your testimony? And how willing are you to share it with others? You know, statistics show that more than sermons, more than the crusades of Billy Graham, people get saved because someone else, someone in their life, some other person who's not a pastor and not clergy, not an official, not on TV, shares their personal story with them. What's your story in God? And are you bold to share it? There's so much more to come, including time with Scott and Nedra Ross, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders, from England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II, to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel. This new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Monday. We're talking about pages from Derek Prince's life book, and I love this topic because it brings from Derek's life the stories from which many of the teachings were birthed, the situations in which God taught Derek out of the really real horrible crucibles of his life in some cases, the truths that he used to impact a generation. And joining us today to help us sort of flesh this out and hear some fresh perspective is a woman that we're very, very honored to have with us today, Nedra Ross. Now, some of you may not recognize that name, but Nedra Ross was part of the award with a Grammy award-winning singing group, the Ronettes. And for those of you who may remember those years, because she's certainly been active since then, but in her early career, she was part of a group, part of the Ronettes, that had such hits as Be My Baby, Baby I Love You, Walking in the Rain, Do I Love You. I can see people here in the studios, the engineers and so on, all getting excited about these songs. In other words, she is really part of the major music scene in our world. Worked with legendary producer Phil Spector, who's now in the news, and we certainly need to be praying for him. Fronted for the Rolling Stones, opened for the Rolling Stones, worked with other groups, worked with the Beatles, the only girl group to tour with the Beatles. So she has an incredible background, and what's wonderful for our purposes here is that she also has a direct connection to the life of Derek Prince. So we're going to ask her some questions here in a moment. Her husband, Scott Ross, whom we've spoken to earlier, is sitting there as well. But Nedra, thank you for honoring us with your presence today.
Oh, it's wonderful being here just to speak about Derek is an honor.
Well, as a historian, I want to sit here and talk to you for the next 5 hours about your career in music, but I'll let somebody smarter than me take care of that. But I'd like to know about your own, briefly, your journey of faith and then how you got connected to Derek Prince.
Oh, gosh. Derek came into my life personally, our lives, when I was a young married woman in the early 70s. 60s, doing the Ronette days and doing all the things that, and having the success that the world represented. Living that life and then coming to this life of ministry and to meet Derek and Lydia at that point was such an honor. I was reflecting just before I got here, that Derek to me was like me. You felt like you were walking in the Bible days because he taught so well. He taught what you would think the way Jesus would teach, line on line.
Sure.
He would speak, and you would hold on to those words because he had such truth in what he said. And I just remember being young and thinking, oh my gosh, this is, you know, the world would say, oh, I'm looking at the Beatles. And I was going, oh no, you don't understand. It's Derek Prince. I'm sitting under his teaching, you know. It was an honor. And you did. You felt like the words that came from him were such truth. They took it into your heart. It set the road for what your life spiritually, how it should walk.
Now, you had a role in with him, I believe, in leading some worship. And we think of Derek as a teacher, but tell us a little bit about your involvement with him as a worship leader. And what was his perspective on worship? How did he perceive it? Or did he ever give you any direction that maybe you can help us understand as a reflection of his perspective on worship?
I think what Derek did for me as a musician, a singer, was Derek spoke the word and took you into the throne, took you to the throne. And so then as a musician, he prepared the way for you to open your heart to then minister, first of all, to the Lord and then to the people. And so he was very effective in that he prepared the way for you to go. And he depended on me and Scott, too. Scott is not a singer, but he's a worshipful person. So he would look to us to be like, okay, where are we going to go spiritually? You take us there. And that was an honor and a privilege there, too, because he was looking to you to say, okay, let's take the people someplace. And we did that. And then the other honor that we had with Derek was when Lydia died, Scott said to me, he said, let's go to the house. This was after the service and everything. I was like, we don't go to the house. He's there, you know, with a couple of the kids. We can't just intrude into the house. And Scott said, no, God wants us to go to minister to him. And with another couple, Ted Sandquist and his wife, Dawn, we went, knocked on the door. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Scott's making me do this. We went in and Scott said, the Lord has said for us to come here and minister to you. We began to sing, just sing songs. And he wept and cried. And I felt like that was one of the most privileged concerts almost that I've ever done in my life, because we were singing words that was healing his heart that was so broken at the loss of Lydia at that moment. And it was a wonderful, wonderful memory, and one that he spoke of over the years after that God used us to be there to heal his heart through music.
Well, you were fulfilling the true ministry of a psalmist at that moment, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, like I've never done before in my life, and I don't think I've done since.
We're going to have you back a little later in the week, and I'm thrilled and looking forward to that interview, but I want to say something to you here at the end of our first time together. You were just this year inducted with the other Ronettes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and
yes,
that is a tremendous honor, and we just congratulate you.
Thank you so much.
But I also want to congratulate you and thank you for being such a bold witness, because we understand that you stood up in front of that whole assembly and you thanked the Lord Jesus Christ, without whom your presence there would not have even been possible. And I just, congratulations, and also thank you for being a bold witness for our Lord.
Thank you so much. So many people have really just said of the evening that was a highlight, and it was because it was the Lord. It wasn't because I had profound words to say. I actually didn't have a speech even, and I depended on the Holy Spirit to speak through me, and he did, and it did go to the world, and that's that side where the word says, you know, proclaim me before man. I'll proclaim you before my Father.
And I just have one other question. Did Scott behave himself at the ceremony?
He did great. He kept my world together. A lot was going on. He just kept my world together.
I'm the administrative assistant to the Rock and Roll Boogie Queen.
Anyway, too, the name would be Nedra Talleyroth, so I was known as Nedra Talley.
Ah, yes, I should have said that.
Days.
Yes, yes, forgive me for that.
That's okay.
Listen, great having you with us today. We'll look forward to having you back a little later in the week.
Great.
Thanks so much. Listen, that is all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call now and be sure to request your free CD, Truth, Faith, Love, My God-Given Goals. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org. where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography, for just $19.95. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.